Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the ninth day of Tevis, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masech Yevamos, Perek Chamish Esrei, Mishnah Vov. Aisha Shahol Chahir Vailalim Dinas Hayom. A woman and her husband went overseas, leaving another wife back home. Uvah, and she comes back, the wife comes back and says, V'yomra, Meis Bali, my husband died overseas. Tinose, she's allowed to get married. As we said before, a woman is believed to say her husband has died. V'sitol ksubasa, she can even take her ksuba. And this is a special takana for agunos, to stop a woman being an aguna. The chachamim believed her. We have, there's a chazaka, there's an assumption that a woman would not want to ruin her own life by forbidding herself on her first husband and on the new man that she's married if it was not true. And once we permit her to get married, she can get the ksuba from her husband, her deceased husband. Vitsarasa asura. But the other wife who's remaining at home is asura, is forbidden to get married, because you cannot marry, you cannot permit a tzara to get married based on the other wife, on the other tzara. As we said before, and we learned earlier on in this perek, that a tzara, a rival wife, is not believed to testify for another rival wife. And even though that wife who says, my husband died, she's prepared to take the step of getting married, doesn't matter. We still worry, we're still concerned. Maybe she's trying to ruin the life for the other woman. Aye, she's ruining her own life. No. Tomes nafshim plishtim. It's like a person says, I'll die and let this woman that I don't like die as well. Have her life ruined as well. Hosa bas Yisrael lakain. Now what happens if the tzara, the one remaining at home, the wife remaining home, happened to be from a Yisrael home, and she was married to a Kohen, so that gave her the entitlement, the right to eat Truma, as long as her husband is alive, of course. But now we have a question. Can she eat Truma because we don't believe the other wife? Or do we say, no, we let the other wife get married, so let's be strict with this wife and at least and not allow her to eat Truma anymore? Because that's the halacha. If a woman's husband dies and has no children from her, then she can't eat truma anymore. So Mishnah says toichal b'truma. The first opinion, this is Rabbi Tarfon, who says yes, she can eat truma. Why? Because since we don't believe her, as far as what, we don't believe her to say that that her husband has died. We don't believe the first wife that came from overseas. We don't believe her as far as the other tzara is concerned. We don't let the tzara get married. Well, if you're not going to let her get married, that means you believe that the husband's still alive as far as she's concerned. Well, if she's alive, you should be able to have truma. She should be able to continue having truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein zoi derech motziat medavera." This is not going to stop an avera. Ad shetei asura lenase. The only way you'll stop him coming to averas is to let her not get married. On the one hand, so we are machmir treating the husband. Maybe the husband is alive, and at the same time, v'asura melechel b'truma. We will forbid it eating truma because we have to take the caution that maybe the husband did die, as the first sorad said. And if the husband died, the husband was a kohen, and she was only entitled to eat truma because of her being married to a kohen. Well, we have to worry. Maybe he did die, and she can't eat truma. We have to machmer both sides. Halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva, however. Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that we go all the way and we say, no, we don't trust the testimony of the tzara of one wife for the other wife. And we say that just like she can't get married because we believe the husband's alive, she can keep on eating truma based on her assumption that she's alive, that he's alive. Mishnah Zayin. Amra, if a woman comes back and she says, this is a woman who traveled with her husband and father-in-law. She comes back now and says, both died. Meis Bailey, v'achakach meis Chami. My husband died and afterwards my father-in-law died. Tinase, she can get married. V'sitol ksubasa, and she can get a ksuba. As we said earlier on, she's trusted for herself. But v'chamoisa asura, her mother-in-law is forbidden to get married. We cannot trust a daughter-in-law to say that her father-in-law's died to allow them a mother-in-law to get married, because a kala, a daughter-in-law, is not believed to testify for a mother-in-law, just like a mother-in-law is not believed to testify for her. There are five women that are considered as distrusting or suspicious one of the other, And one of them is the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship. And therefore, not believed. Hosa Bas Yisrael HaKohen. What happens if the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael? She was married. She came from a home where they never had Truma, but she was married to a Kohen. So this woman's mother-in-law, the younger woman's mother-in-law, was in fact a Yisraelis married to a Kohen. Can she continue to eat Truma? Well, the Mishnah says, the first opinion, Tochba Truma. Yes, mother-in-law can keep on eating Truma, and the assumption that the husband is alive, because we do not believe what the daughter-in-law said as far as the mother-in-law is concerned. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So we go all the way with saying in one consistent path to say, as far as the mother-in-law is concerned, the husband is alive still, she can eat truma, and she can't get married. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva argues again, and he says, no. Einzo derech motziata mit avera. This is not going to stop an avera happening. No, we can't let that happen. Achete asur l'nase. We will say she's forbidden to get married, and v'asur l'chol truma. And despite that, despite forbidding her to get married in case the husband is alive, we say she cannot eat truma, because maybe her husband, the father-in-law, did die. Again, halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. Kiddush achas mechomish noshi. A man who was mekadosh gave kiddushin to one of five women, but he doesn't know which one. Ve'en yodeh eze kiddush. Kol achas ameres. Now each one of them is saying, you married me, you married me, you oisi kiddush. He doesn't want to marry you. He doesn't want to marry all of them. What does he do? There's one of them is an eishes ish. We don't know which one. Noisin get l'chol achas v'achas. He has to give a get to each one of them, because each one could be his wife. But he doesn't have to pay ksuba for each one of them. He just puts the ksuba in Beistin and he says, go to Beistin in Umistalik, and he says, that's it, I've done my job. And he leaves them, and they're going to have to, Beistin will have to sort out the ksuba with them. One ksuba for all of them, maybe, to share. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, and these are the words of Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, he's not obligated to give a ksuba to each one, even though he has to give a get to each one, until the woman that brings a proof that it's his wife, she will get the ksuva that's lying in Beis Din. Until then, he's done his job, that's fine. Some say that we're talking here about a case where he wrote a ksuba for the one he was mekadesh, for the woman, but she lost it. And now no one has a ksuba in front of them. He can't prove it. And each one's saying, I'm the one you mekadesh me, and I'm the one you wrote a ksuba to, but my ksuba's lost. Now, why do we say this? The Rambam writes this because an aruso, a lady who's had just kiddushin, it's only started the marriage, that she gets no ksuba yet, unless he writes it. So we have to say that he did write a ksuba, but it's been lost. Others say that even if he didn't write it, but he just made a condition about the ksuba, even if he didn't write it yet, he'd be chayv to write and to give her a ksuba. That's how the Rabbit learns. So this is Rabbi Tarfon, who says one get, they get for each woman, but a ksuba for only one, and you leave it in Beis Din, and Beis Din will keep it until someone brings a proof that it's the woman that belongs to. Rabbi Akiva argues again. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zoi derech motzi atam de avera. This will not help the man escape avera. Ad shiten gut a ksuba l'chol achas, until he gives a get and a ksuba for each woman. Expensive business. Why is Rabbi Akiva so strict? The Gemara explains that we're talking about a following case, an unusual case. He gave kiddushin, not with a shtar, not with a document, not with money. He gave shtar by living with one of those women. He was kiddush bebiya. And by doing so, he was over at Isad Rabbanan. The rabbis said, you're not allowed to do that anymore. We do not do kiddushin with biya. And Rav, in fact, Rav of the Gemara would say, would give malchus, would give lashes, if a person gave kiddushin with a biya, l'chatchila. So Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Tarfon, and he says, because this man did the wrong thing, he gave kiddushin by having intercourse with one of these women, we're going to make a knas, we're going to penalize him. And we're going to say that you did kiddushin with biya, with what the Chacham did not want that to happen. And you don't know which one you gave it to. You don't know with which one of these five women or whatever. You give a get and a ksuba to each one. If it was kiddushin with a shtar, with a kesef, Rabbi Kiva would also agree that one ksuba would be sufficient and you can go. And this is the halacha. This time the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Gozal echad mechamisha. What happens if a man stole from one of five men, but he does not know who he stole from? Einu deme is a gozal. Kol echad omer, each one of the people are saying, Oisi gozal, you stole me. You stole from me. Give it back to me. Maniach gzela b'nayin umistalek. Rabbi Tarfin says it's sufficient until one can prove, until someone can prove who was the nigzal. You leave the gzela in based in, and it'll be there in the court's hands. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein zoi derech motziat medaver. This will not help him escape the sin of stealing. Achi shalom gzel chal echad v'echad, until he pays gzela for each one of the people who claim that it's his. Only in this way can he be sure that he has done the mitzvah of hashavas gzela, of returning or compensating the person who he stole from. And until he does that, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah. He's done his avera. And the halacha here again is like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Tarfon. He would have to give the amount for each person, each one of these five.